What are you?
By this time next week, corn planting should be wrapped up in southeastern South Dakota. Helena Agri Enterprises territory manager Thad Meister is also seeing an early start to soybean planting.
That's been the thing down here. A lot of guys bought a second planter and plant beans and corn at the same time, especially this year. I mean, the conditions were good for field work, and guys were out doing field work and getting things planted early, or getting their field work done, and then, you know, just out planting. You know, they did corn stalks worked up good, did that, had those all ready to plant beans, had the beans still all worked, plant corn, and just, yeah, they're just rolling right now.
In recent years, ag retailers have adopted just-in-time delivery practices, but that's not working this year. There are reports of shortages of a wide range of crop inputs.
Partially a supply from, you know, the COVID things are just between trucking, between, it's all of the above, getting AIs here, getting trucks. You know, I was just talking to somebody yesterday, and they can see all their products sitting out in the port, but they can't unload it. You know, so it just, it's so far reaching, I guess, is the thing I would say is it's, you know, even if it does get to the port, you can see your product sitting out in the ocean, but you can't unload it.
Meister encourages farmers to plan ahead and, if possible, take possession of crop inputs.
The U.S.